This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Microsoft says carbon schmarbon. For Marketplace in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler, and for David Brancaccio. Microsoft, the computer company, well, it says it's going to remove all of the carbon dioxide it's released into the atmosphere by 2050. The technology to make that goal is here, but it's not cheap. Here to help us put all of this together is Julio Friedman. He's a senior research scholar at the Center on Global Energy Policy at Columbia University. Julio, good morning.
Hello. Glad to be here.
So Microsoft plans to remove all of the carbon dioxide it has ever released into the atmosphere by 2050. Julio, how are they going to do this?
There's lots of approaches they can use, and they've mentioned several of them. They're going to plant trees. They're going to put carbon into soil through novel farming practices. They're going to combine bioenergy and fuels production with carbon capture and storage. And they will use something called direct air capture, in which they scrub CO2 straight out of the air and oceans.
Is it one of those things that we sort of think about and we talk about as futuristic, but this sort of technology and this wherewithal is ready to happen?
Essentially, yes. We've been taking CO2 out of the air since we've had people in submarines and spacecraft. There's that great scene in Apollo 13 where they have to make a CO2 scrubber on the fly.
Right.
What's different now is there's companies that are ready to go, that have a commercial offering where for a fee they will build your device, suck CO2 out of the air, and store it underground forever.
Now, critics say that capture takes pressure off of polluters, that you're sort of granting polluters the ability to pollute as long as they do something like this.
Yeah, my response to that is there's no wrong way to lose weight. That argument is like saying the existence of Diet Coke means nobody can ever lose weight. Like, that's bizarre. We can't hit a 1.5-degree target without enormous volumes of CO2 removal, and we probably can't hit a 2-degree target or any of the Paris goals without pulling 100 billion to a trillion tons of CO2 out of the air and oceans. That's the news from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. That's the science. That's the math.
And it's one of those things where if you're going to do this, you got to do it right?
If you're going to do this, you have to do it. A lot of companies like to make announcements and commitments because they're looking for branding, or they're looking for, you know, bragging rights, or they're trying to grow market share. At the end of the day, if you don't manage carbon, you don't manage carbon. You have to actually do the work of CO2 reduction and CO2 removal. And most of the big tech companies actually know how hard that is. Some stuff you can start with, but to hit the kind of goals that Microsoft's announced, to hit 16 million tons of reduction and removal a year is, in fact, a complete enterprise shift, and you have to be configured for that outcome.
Julio Friedman is a senior research scholar at the Center for Global Energy Policy, Columbia University. Julio, thank you so much for doing this on the West Coast, no less.
My pleasure. Thank you again.
Oil prices aren't as volatile as they had been recently, as a major oil output line is currently disrupted. A Libyan warlord is keeping most of that country's oil fields shut after world leaders gathered in Berlin to persuade him to sign a peace deal. Brent crude is right around $65.50. We'll keep you updated on this as the morning progresses. Over the weekend, Fleabag creator and actress Phoebe Waller-Bridge used her star power and her closet to try to help fight the fire crisis in Australia. Waller-Bridge auctioned off a tuxedo she wore to this year's Golden Globes, where she won Best Performance in a TV Series. The winning bid was over $27,000 American, about $40,000 Australian. The suit was designed by Australian fashion designer and label Ralph & Russo.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.
$10,000 hotel rooms, plenty of champagne, and panoramic views of the snow-colored Swiss Alps. Now, it's not you and me hanging out over the weekend. It's actually the annual gathering of the Who's Who of Business in Davos, Switzerland. The BBC's Victoria Craig has more on what to expect on this year's World Economic Forum.
Over 4 days, chief executives, politicians, and activists will attend sessions like a breakfast called The Alliance to End Plastic Waste and a dinner discussion on eliminating auto industry emissions across the value chain. Though finding more sustainable business practices is top of the agenda, Deutsche Bank's Luke Templeman warns there could be an economic trade-off.
We need to be reducing emissions from industrial transport and electricity generation. And if we're going to make a big dent in the short term, then that will involve lowering economic growth.
Despite the calls for action, there's criticism that Davos is just a gathering of the rich and famous. So can real change actually happen? Here's John Driscus, chairman of Marsh & McLennan Insights, which puts out the conference's agenda-setting global risks report.
I am hopeful that the dialogue may stimulate initiatives which can subsequently result in some of these solutions.
Davos kicks off on Tuesday and runs through the end of the week. In London, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.
If you like going to football games solo, well, you're not alone. New data from Vivid Seats showed that people who were twice as likely to buy single tickets to NFL games than they were to baseball or basketball games. Other popular single ticket purchases include PGA golf tournaments and horse racing. Going solo ensures you're not going to be distracted by that talkative friend sitting next to you. Not saying, just saying, Rags. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.